Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
CNN reporting, Russia has repeatedly fired North Korean-supplied short-range ballistic missiles at Ukrainian targets in recent weeks. January, high-ranking North Korean and Russian diplomats met in Moscow in advance of what North Korean state media says is a forthcoming visit to Pyongyang by Russian President Putin, his first in 20 years. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and co-host, and to help us understand the change in status of North Korea, a beggarly nation that has abused its people for decades, and at night, from the satellites, no lights are on. But David Maxwell joins, Vice President of the Center for Asia-Pacific Strategy. Is it significant to you, David, that it appears that North Korea has been promoted in the world of the axis of resistance? Good evening to you.
Yes, and I would call it the axis of totalitarians, to be more specific. But yes, I think that they, you know, Kim Jong-un is seeking recognition, seeking stature, and of course, wants to be recognized as a nuclear power. But it has certainly gotten the support of China and, in this case, Russia, diplomatic support at the UN. And now it is trading with Russia, providing ammunition, weapons, and likely in return for not only money from Russia, but also something we're concerned about is advanced technology that it will use to improve its military. So, yes, Kim Jong-un wants to be a player on the world stage and in the axis of totalitarians, and he's demonstrating that.
Gordon, you have a question for David.
David, the current narrative that you hear in Washington is that North Korea has moved closer to Russia and farther from China. Is it possible that, you know, we've seen China and Russia actually coordinate themselves very closely over the last couple of years. Could it be China just not wanting to be in the spotlight and sort of allowing the North Koreans to have this closer relationship with Moscow so that people don't bang on Beijing? They actually just criticize North Korea and Russia instead?
Absolutely. And the answer is in your question. I think that China very well could want North Korea to be the cutout. China certainly wants Russia to be successful in Ukraine, but it doesn't want to get its hands dirty providing lethal aid. And so North Korea is the perfect cutout or conduit for providing lethal aid to support Russia. And then again, we should also remember history and how North Korea, has just been masterful at playing all sides against each other. And it's, you know, Kim Il-sung manipulated Mao and Stalin. And I wouldn't be surprised if Kim Jong-un, though certainly not as smart as his grandfather, might be attempting to try to play all sides against each other. But it's certainly seeking advantages. And for the axis of totalitarians, this could be win-win-win for all three countries.
Reading a new book about the 1949 to 1950 and the creation of the Cold War, I learned this statement by Nick Bunker that Kim Jong-il asked Stalin, okay to attack the South? And Stalin said, yes, but check with Mao. Is that still going on? Check with Mao? Check with Xi?
Yeah, hard to know, but I would, you know, it seems to me in the nature of the relationship, I think it's different. Today, China is the dominant power. Then Russia was probably the dominant power in the relationship. So it may be going on to a certain extent, but I think the relationship has changed. But I think that's also an indication of how North Korea is in the middle between these two behemoths of totalitarianism.
Correction. I think it was I meant to say Kim Jong-il, right?
Kim Il-sung.
Kim Il-sung. The grandfather is the one who asked Stalin. Gordon, you have a question.
So, Dave, how does South Korea view all of these developments regarding the North's new relationship with Moscow?
Oh, they're very concerned, and they're most concerned with the likely transfer of technology from Russia to North Korea that would enhance its military capabilities to target the South. But they're also concerned what this does diplomatically. And of course, South Korea is now on the UN Security Council for its 2 years. And so, you know, it's concern with Russia and China blocking any kind of action towards North Korea in the UN. So it's wary, it's concerned, and it, you know, it recognizes the threat that this relationship poses to it.
David, what are the reports from the battlefield about the weaponry, the ammunition, the quality of the material coming from North Korea? Are there complaints? Are there things we need to know about it?
Yeah, we really need to study this, and I hope that there is some good battlefield analysis taking place. I've heard that some of the artillery is, there's been a high dud rate, misfire rate. I'm not sure about the short-range missiles. I'm not sure if any have been able to be shot down. We really need to look at that, how the Ukrainian defenses are being able to defend and what their missile defense capabilities have been able to do. But one thing we should keep in mind is that, you know, it's likely that North Korea is transferring its oldest artillery ammunition to Russia and then producing new ammunition for its own stocks. And so some people think that because North Korea is transferring so much ammunition that it's unlikely to go to war. But actually, this is really beneficial because they clear out the old stocks that will, you know, reach expiration date, probably well beyond expiration date. And, you know, Russia is experiencing the dud rate with those while it's producing new ammunition to replenish its stocks. So I don't think it's really weakening its defenses by sending this ammunition to Russia.
We have a couple of minutes. Go ahead, Gordon.
What can the U.S. do about the new North Korea-Russia relationship?
Well, I think it's difficult. It is the land bridge from North Korea to Russia makes it very difficult to stop the flow of ammunition. I mean, other than physically, we have to, you know, continue to work the diplomacy, the sanctions, which, of course, are not really working when you have, other countries that are still buying oil from Russia. And of course, China, Russia and China and Russia are helping North Korea evade sanctions on that end as well. So, it is very difficult. I think one of the key things, though, is we have to call attention to this. We have to make the world understand, make Americans know what this threat of the axis of totalitarians means for our security, for South Korea's security, Japan's security, for really the security of the free world. And so we've got to maintain our strength, our defense, our military capabilities in the region and really around the world and understand the strategy that Russia, China, and North Korea are executing that's contrary to U.S. interests and the interests of the free world.
David, quickly, are there reports of North Korean labor in Moscow? They're way short of labor with their defense industry. Do you hear anything like that?
We just saw a report of 500 laborers from North Korea going to Russia. I don't have any indication of what they're going to do. They normally work in the lumber industry, cutting lumber in the Russian Far East. But we just saw a report of 500 new workers go from North Korea to Russia. So that could be an outcome that they both desire.
David Maxwell, Vice President, Center for Asia Pacific Strategy, Gordon Chang. I'm John Batch.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.